ABC Radio Australia.
America's biggest sporting event, the Super Bowl, will kick off in New Orleans, Louisiana, where the reigning champions, the Kansas Chiefs, take on the Philadelphia Eagles. While Polynesian names will dot the rosters on both sides, such as Chiefs players Kingsley Suamataia, Juju Schuster, Marlon Tuipulotu and Siaki Ika, all of whom have Tongan and Samoan heritage. On the Eagles, there is Leiken Vakalahi, Cameron Latu and Jordan Mailata. Eagles players Mailata and Vakalahi are both Australians, discovered by NFL scouts. One person who helped Vakalahi get signed by the Philadelphia Eagles last year is Melbourne-based trainer and owner of the Conquest gym, Dave Duinauvai. He joins us on the line to talk us through about his work and the growing presence of Pacific players in the NFL. Dare I say whewhihake, Dave, and welcome to the show.
Hey, maloda mau. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate your time. Firstly, goodness, can you describe what it means for you to see the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl, especially knowing that Leiken Vakalahi is on their practice squad?
Yes, ma'am. No, it's a blessing. You know, it's exciting. It's very rewarding. You know, I think the important part of Leiken's journey, you know, he took a leap of faith and, you know, he didn't know the game. He didn't, understand the training and the commitment it took, you know, for him to get that opportunity. But, you know, blessed to now be in his corner, and he's now in the Super Bowl as part of the squad. So, yeah, it's a rewarding feeling and exciting to see it all happen.
Yeah, I mean, look, getting into the NFL is an extremely competitive, right, and lengthy process. I know in the US, usually the standard pathway is a bit of a vigorous 4 or 3 years in college football. But, you know, for Leiken, like Jordan Mailata, they were recruited as international players through this alternative route. I mean, describe that process that Leiken undertook, and how did you actually help him?
Yes, ma'am. It was Leiken's recruitment was pretty rare. It was either 6 degrees of separation or, as you know, as we say, it's God's blessing. His parents were in Hawaii. They were watching a University of Hawaii game, and they spoke to one of Coach Chris Nally's friends. And Coach Chris Nally, he's the international scout for the Philadelphia Eagles. He's been, a pioneer with what we do here, and I met him back in 2015, and blessed to continue our relationship. He's been instrumental, and Chris's friend in Hawaii reached out to Coach Chris, who was actually with me. We're finishing up a combine, and showed him photos of Frank showed them photos of his sons. And so from Melbourne, Chris left to New Zealand and went and found Leiken. He was on his mission in Wellington. So Chris did a workout with him, you know, rang me on the spot and said, "Hey, Coach, I got someone, you know, I'm going to send him down to you and let's see what he's got." So, yeah, it was definitely, you know, right timing, being at the right place. And who would have known, right? His parents were at a game watching football, to fast forward then coming down to Melbourne and getting him up to speed to now being in the NFL.
Wow. And look, this is the thing. When I look at those players, someone like Leiken, who's, I think, 6'5", Mailata, he's like 6'8". You know, they all sort of weigh above 140 kilos. You know, big, bulky Pacific Islander kids. I mean, is this what the NFL scouts are looking for when they come to Australia or even New Zealand?
Yeah, I mean, they do want, you know, the size, and we're definitely suited for the game. You know, as we know, our boys and our kids are built big, and it's just getting them, I guess, to understand, you know, their talents and their physical abilities to go to that next level. But, you know, the most important part around it is they've got to train hard. You know, they've got to show their commitment. You know, making the NFL is very rare. You know, you've got 0.01% for someone who's never played the game to actually make the NFL. So, yeah, I'm blessed now that we've got teams reaching out, you know, across all different teams from the league, and they're all asking the same questions, you know, but they've got to do the work and ensure that, you know, the most important part for me, they're a good person rather than a better athlete.
Yeah, let's get into that, because, you know, with American football, it's made a huge difference, right, for so many Pacific Islanders in the United States. If we are to go back, we see the countless success stories from when Vai Sikahema was in the game to Troy Polamalu. Even for those, you know, who don't even make it into the NFL, obviously there's college football scholarships that have been given the opportunity to get that high-level education. Could you maybe expand on that?
Yes. The best part about the US system is, you know, you're a student athlete, meaning you've got to focus on, you know, your grades. You've got to make sure that you're in class, and then football comes second. You know, my goal with starting Conquest has always been to build better men and better athletes. I'm big on driving life outside the sport and the opportunities, you know, for these boys to get over there and get a degree, most important part, so then they can come back and help our families. You know, two of my athletes, I've been blessed, Ben Key and Luke Felix Fualalo, they've now got two degrees from, you know, going down this pathway, and they're now, you know, on the way to changing their world completely. So Luke Felix Fualalo now, he's my next one. He's in the draft coming up. So, you know, not only has he got a degree, he's now been able to go to that, you know, next level in the NFL. So, yeah, it's a real blessing to see them change their lives.
And we will definitely keep an eye on that young man too. You know, if we talk about what makes a great NFL player, especially when some of our players, you know, they do the switch from either they've been a rugby player, like let's say Jarryd Hayne, right? He was a rugby league superstar, probably lasted maybe a year with the 49ers. And even Mailata, who I, you know, the NRL prospect that he was, but then was unable to land a spot, yet now he's considered one of the best linemen in NFL. Your thoughts?
To be honest, it comes down to the individual, you know, and how hard they're willing to work. Football is a very detailed game. You know, there's a lot to learn. There's a lot of different movements that, you know, as rugby players that they're not used to. So, yeah, credit to Jordan and what he's done. Obviously, now has opened the door for Lakin to do the same thing. But it's just getting them to understand how to use their body for the game of the NFL. So, yeah, it's exciting times for everyone, you know, especially for our kids back on the island. And, you know, my goal one day is to go back to Tonga, Samoa, Fiji and run some combines and, yeah, help our kids get off the island.
And that is definitely something we will be looking forward to also, Dave. But look, final question I do have to ask. Who do you predict will win the Super Bowl? Are you going for the Chiefs or the Eagles?
Let's go Birds by 22.
Wow, okay. That's a confident answer right there. Dave, you gathering with family today to watch the game?
Yes, we are. We're training early this morning, so we've been here since 5:30 this morning, and then I'll let the boys have the afternoon off, so we'll be watching it all together and seeing, yeah, hopefully the Eagles get through.
Now, look, Dave, it is great to talk to you and love the work that you are doing for our Pacific children. Yeah, I'm sure we're going to see more coming out from the ones that you are looking after. So again, maloa pito for your time on the show this morning.
I appreciate it. Malo pito.
No worries. That is Melbourne-based trainer and owner of the Conquest Gym, Dave Duinalvai, here on Pacific Beat.